Triple M Rocks Saturday Arvo Footy. Triple M Rocks the Footy. For Harvey Norman Home Appliances.
It's the Rush Hour with MG. Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. We are live at the Bankstown RSL. Broadcasting here all the way through to 7 o'clock before NRL primetime and, of course, Thursday night football, the Cowboys and the Bulldogs, MG.
Yeah, just mentioned the Bankstown Bulls, the young blokes here under 16. Some of the first grade players who are playing at the moment, who have come through that system, the grassroots system of the Bankstown Bulls, Marcelo Montoya, Ryan Madison, Daniel Tupu and Sione Mataitea.
So quality there.
Nice little nursery.
We are joined. We might be looking at our next superstar right here in the crowd. Well done, boys.
We are joined by Ryan Girdler as well this evening. MG, you and I have eaten because we got here on time like we were meant to.
We've already what a feed.
What a feed. Good.
What'd you have?
Salivating. We had a bit of everything.
I'm a little bit hungry, but I'm going to. Aisha is going to get me something. It looks like there's some duck hanging in the window over there, boys. I don't mind a little bit of duck.
The twisted noodle, I believe, is what you're looking at, Gerds.
I don't mind a twisted noodle.
Four popular new eateries. Enjoy great dining variety at the new Bankstown RSL. Let's talk some football and do this.
Read about it. Read about it. Reedy's Mail.
MG's been twisting my
Brent Reed, please save me from these two Panthers boys.
Hello,
going
Jim.
Wild.
Hello.
How are you, Reed?
Hello, Reedy.
I'm all right. I'm down in Bendigo, guys, for the Jeff Horn fight.
Oh, that's on Saturday.
You
yeah.
Want another junket, are you, Reed? Well, where are you this time?
I'm working.
Oh, come
hard,
on.
Mate.
Brent Reed, let's kick off some footy chat, even though you are on a boxing junket. The big news today, the Gold Coast Titans have had a season to absolutely forget, and today they've given permission for their best player to go and look elsewhere.
Yeah, look, I mean, this has been going around in the past couple of days that this was going to happen. He'd obviously already indicated he was going to head to, or his management had indicated he was going to go to November 1 to test his value. Obviously, you're talking about Joe Arrow, so... Now he's got permission to go to market straight away to find out what he's worth. And I spoke to Mel Meninga about this tonight. Mel said it was a pretty easy decision for them because once he decided to go to November 1, they think it's best served by doing it now so that they can move on and hopefully time up to a new deal before Christmas. They've already made him an offer, a four-year offer. It's worth over up around the $3 million mark. But his agent, Dave Rallo, Gerds knows quite well, just wants to go to market to see what else is out there for him.
It was always going to happen, Reedy, wasn't it? I mean, the Gold Coast Titans, you would think, you know, in most situations, you know, it takes a club to come in and offer more for a player of his calibre to leave, generally. But you'd think, you know, with where the Titans are at the moment, it would take probably more for the club within the Titans to offer more money to keep him there, you would think.
Well, I think he wants to stay. I think he's been pretty open about that he wants to stay. And I reckon it's going to take a pretty massive offer to get him away. Now, that may come because there's a lot of clubs who are interested in him and he's obviously a good young player. As I said, the Titans have made him a really good offer. So I guess it's a bit of a concern that he hasn't taken that straight away. But I've got to say, Mel Meninga was very confident today when I spoke to him about it. He said... they've come back. They said they're going to give the Gold Coast the last right of refusal on him and they're going to come back and tell them what the offers are and give them a final shot at Joe Arrow. And Mel's still pretty confident they will keep Joe Arrow. He thinks that, you know, the guy wants to stay. They see him as the future captain of that club. So I still think they're in the box seat to keep him, but it's going to be really interesting because there's going to be a lot of clubs come in from him, including probably the Bulldogs.
Yeah, on $750 a year that the Titans have offered him, I suppose a lot of third parties would go into that as well. I, for one... really hope he stays with the Titans. I think that if he goes from the Titans, close the gates, lock it up, say goodbye to the Titans. He's their man. He's their main man, and without him, they are nothing. And I mean, they're nothing because Joe Arrow is not just a future Titan captain and legend. He's the future Queensland captain and maybe the future Australian captain.
Can they justify though, Reedy, having a guy like Ash Taylor on over $1 million and then offering Joy, obviously, you know, who's an Origin player, potential future captain, well under that?
Well, the issue is, Gerds, the Taylor deal, you know, obviously if they had that over again, I'm sure they wouldn't give Ash Taylor $1 million. They'd give him probably less than half that. And I guess that's the price they're paying for what in hindsight, was a really poor deal and a silly deal. But, you know, it's easy in hindsight. At the time, there was some clubs sniffing around Ash Taylor and, you know, $1 million is probably overboard. But what can they do, really? I mean, if they start... You know, the issue is with clubs, they pay too much money for guys, the salary cap becomes a mess. The Titans are in that position at the moment. If they go and give Joe Arrow $1 million, you know, there's not many back rowers in the game who are worth $1 million. Suddenly they'll find themselves in the same situation. It's a vicious cycle. I mean, you're going to get more out of Joyo, right? I'm not saying it'd be an Ash Taylor-like scenario, but when you start playing guys like that, $1 million, when their market value, really, their market value is about 800 grand, right? Or seven. The market value is probably about what he's been offered, 750. Someone might get him 800, 850. But when you start paying $1 million, that just blows your salary cap out and you get yourself in trouble again. So they've got to be careful, the Titans. They don't want to be silly about it.
He's one of the game's best forwards, that's for sure, and there will be plenty of people interested. Reedy, what about Paul McGregor? The Dragons have had a season to forget as well, but he's been looking for some inspiration in different places.
Really interesting. I got on the plane yesterday morning. I'm sitting in my seat, and suddenly Mary starts walking down the middle of the aisle. He had this really sheepish look on his face when he noticed me. He was actually coming down here to spend some time with Richmond. So he spent yesterday with Richmond, Mary. Obviously, they're in a situation where their season's basically gone, the Dragons, and Richmond, I think, they're an off week this week for the final. So Mary took advantage of that to spend a day down there. And if you're going to learn off the club, there's not many better than Richmond. So hopefully
wrong
it'll
code, wrong code, Mary. Mary, go to the Melbourne Storm, mate, while you're down there. Maybe. That might be better than going to Richmond AFL. It's the wrong code.
I think they're neighbours, aren't they? Richmond and the Storm. So you might
I don't know what
there.
They are, but I know he's going to the wrong place. Before we let you go, Adam O'Brien, announcement imminent as the coach of Newcastle.
Yeah, there was some it might be tomorrow, but it sounds like it'll be early next week now. So it's only a matter of time that'll happen, and we can all move on, I guess.
All right, Reedy. Nice work, Reedy. Get back to your junket. How golfing junkets, they some play a pro-am?
Yeah.
Is there a boxing pro-am? Can we get to see Reedy getting the...
It's called pub boxing. He'll go and bring as many pubs as he can.
Thank you as always, Reedy. This is the Rush Hour with MG. Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. We're live at Bankstown RSL. Next week, we got two Penrith legends here. You boys are going to tell us exactly what has gone wrong with your club. Up next.